is the word jackleg?
I think that's what they called them. Most any of them that tried a job that they wasn't skilled at.
I've heard of that, all right.
Would you tell me how it was used?
Well, they just say he's a jackleg carpenter.
Uh-huh. Would you ever hear that word describing a lawyer or a preacher, or is it mostly...
Well, something on that order, maybe not exactly. Maybe.
Back then?
I didn't catch what you said.
I said lots of times, way back then. Uh-huh. He said, well, he's just a little jackleg preacher. He don't know what he's talking about.
I see. And we were talking about clearing land and putting a ditch in. And how would you describe what the ditch does to the water?
Well, it drove the water out.
The people who ever used to say it would drain?
Drain it off, draw it off.
Either one.
Either one. Or both, but means the same thing.
Same. And I think we have been talking about food and the things you used to grow on the farm, and let's see, I wanted to add, we were talking about cornbread and the different kinds of things you used to eat. In the morning for breakfast, did your mother ever make a flat like that? Would you describe how that was made and what it was called?
Called a batter cake.
Oh.
She can tell you how you fix it.
I see. You just eat it. What was the batter cake made out of?
Flour, milk, sometimes an egg if you had plenty of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have plenty, it went without one.
I see. Just.
But we eat them just the
flour
same.
Flour and water. Uh-huh. Did you... when you were a child, did you ever hear of making ash cake?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I'm interested in that. What was that?
Well, it was made up with cornmeal, and some of them, you put them in shucks and cook them in shucks. Corn shucks.
They just made it, it's just plain bread made with water, no soda, no salt in it. Flatten out hot ashes and put it down on it, cook it on one side and turn it over and cook it on the other.
I see.
I never did eat one, but I've heard my mother talk about that a long time ago.
Did you ever have any ash cake?
No, never did.
Your parents talk to you about it?
I've heard them talk about it, yeah.
If you cooked in the fireplace and not right down the ashes, if you put it in something that had legs on it, what did you call that?
Skillet.
Well, black pot, black iron pots.
If the skillet would have legs on it, what would you call that?
They usually called it a skillet oven. It had a heavy top to put over it so you could bake your bread, biscuits. Even cakes.
I see. So a skillet without legs would be on top of the stove, is that it?
Yes.
And then a skillet oven would be?
Have a leg, you can set it down, right in fire the, under it, and fire on top of the lid.
In the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
Lots of them had a thing fixed up here, they could hang a pot up here on it.
Way back yonder, well, I don't remember too much about them cooking on the fireplace, but they had lots bigger fireplaces than this.